Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of ilm, the virtues of knowledge. Yesterday we did two ahadith explaining the virtue of an alim over an abid, a person who is just a worshipper. The first hadith explained is like the superiority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the lowest person amongst you. And the next hadith was the superiority of an alim over an adim, over an abid, a worshipper, is like the superiority of the full moon over all the stars. What honor, what status, what exposure, and what beauty that a full moon enjoys, and what benefit the full moon enjoys over all the stars, is like that example of an alim over a worshipper. And we explain why. Because an alim not only benefits himself, a true alim, but he's also a means of helping so many people. He's a means of guidance for so many people. So today's hadith, an Ibn Mas'udin radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Naddara Allahum ra'an sami'a minna shay'an, faballaghahu kama sami'ahu, farubba muballaghin, aw'a min sami'in, rawahu Tirmidhi, qala hadithun hasanun sahihun. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, may Allah ta'ala illuminate, this is a dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful dua. That may Allah ta'ala illuminate the countenance of a person who hears something from us and conveys it as he heard. In other words, heard something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously via the different channels, the authentic, in other words, different channels, via the muhaddithin and via those that narrated the hadith and via his asatiza, etc. So he's got the message of the hadith and the Quran Sharif from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's got this hadith Sharif, this beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what he does after he gets it, he conveys it as he had heard it. So may Allah ta'ala illuminate the countenance of such a person. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something. Many a person who receives a message retains more than the one who first heard it. In other words, the person who heard it and he learnt it, he taught it to somebody. So that person now became his student, so to speak. So he taught somebody that hadith. The person that learnt it, he learnt it much better than the person who taught him. Often you'll find it that sometimes teachers, they have students in the class, ustads have the children in the madrasa, so they'll teach the children. But that child will grow up to become much, much more proficient than the teacher himself. So here Rasulullah is teaching us, in other words, they don't lose hope. Maybe we don't have any talent in terms of retaining and memorizing and learning a hadith, learning things of deen. We don't have that, maybe because of our memory not being so strong, because of age, whatever it is. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is actually giving us hope here, that sometimes you'll get the person that is hearing it from us, person that is hearing it from a person that is teaching, whoever it may be, that person retains it more than the one who first heard it. In other words, he has the ability now to learn it even more better. He'll make an effort and he'll learn it even better, and he'll be more proficient in giving that hadith or explaining and allowing other people to learn. There's one more short hadith we'll do and complete for today. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من سئل عن علم فكتمه ألجم يوم القيامة بلجام من النار رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who is asked about knowledge and conceals it will be bridled with a bridle of fire on the day of Qiyamah. Bridle means you look at a horse and you put a bridle. In other words, the person is holding the reins, and the thing that is put in the mouth of the horse, say bridle. So a person will be bridled with the bridle of fire on the day of Qiyamah. Uljima yawm al-qiyamati bilijamim min an-nar. It's not a small thing. This person, why he'll be given such a punishment, is because he knew that knowledge and it was necessary, and he hid it from the people. He didn't tell them. In other words, he just kept that ilm to himself, the knowledge to himself. Yeah, a good example is, maybe a person, people don't know how to make wuzu in the area properly. Or people don't even know about the salah times. And Allah Ta'ala bless this person, he knows it. He says, hey, don't worry about these people, just leave them. So he had knowledge. And people may have asked him through this hadith, he's saying that this person was asked Man su'ila, he was asked about something, but he just ignored the people. I got no time to teach people. This person asking, that is asking. I don't have time. I'm worried about big things in my business. Where must I worry about these things? So this is a very serious thing. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this person will be bridled with the bridle of fire on the day of Qiyamah. So here it is very, there's very, very serious repercussions. There's another thing also ulama explained, is that if a person is asked something and he knows it, then he should explain and he should make it a point of telling a person. Another thing a person explains is that when a person shouldn't explain or shouldn't answer, is he does not know the answer, or he's doubtful of the answer, or he picks up from the questioner that the questioner is just, so to speak, messing around. The questioner is just asking questions to kill time and just to pass time. Then the person that is being asked the question doesn't have to answer the question. The next is, if the questioner is asking such a question which is not necessary ilm, it's not absolutely necessary for the person that is asking to know the answer, and if by giving the answer he may get more confused. For example, somebody asks about taqdeer and why Allah Ta'ala does this and why that. Now he starts trying to open up taqdeer, he'll end up confusing the person much, much more. So therefore, in a case like that, he doesn't answer. He doesn't come under this purview of the hadith that a person is asked something and he conceals it, he doesn't answer. And the fourth thing ulama explain is that others are present who can answer the question. In other words, the person is asking a question and there are other people that are there that can answer the question better. So what he does, he doesn't answer the question. Allah will lead to ulama to answer. They know, whoever is here, they may answer. They know the answer much better than me. So therefore, this person now doesn't answer. He won't be taken to task under this hadith that you've been asked something and you haven't given the answer. The first part we explained is where a person, or the second part is where a person picks up sometimes the person that is asking the question, he has no real intention of learning something, he's just asking the question for the sake of asking. Many times people ask this question to the ulama, that if a person goes to the moon, then which direction must he face? Because here we told in the dunya you must face the Kaaba Sharif. But then you go to the moon, now which direction? Because the moon, which direction you're going to face from the moon? So the ulama give the answer is, why when you're going there, just before your trip, ask me, I'll give you the answer. In other words, why you want to ask questions that are so far away and so distant? And a person should ask if he really got the talab, that no matter what the answer is, I'm going to accept it and I'm going to take it. One person phoned Hazrat Mulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali about 12 o'clock at night. I heard this incident from him. He says, the person phoned and said, Hazrat, there's a lot of excitement here. Hazrat woke up now in his sleep. He woke up. So he's thinking that on my side there's no excitement. But let's hear this person. He's saying a lot of excitement on his side. So he said, my daughter had given birth. There's a grandchild that came in the family. So Hazrat said, Mubarak, mashallah. He said, give us one name. So Hazrat suggested a few names for the grandson that was born. Gave this name, that name. All good, beautiful Islamic names. So whichever name he gave, that person said, that name is too common. That name is too common. We want some name that's not common. Now, 12 o'clock at night, you're phoning to ask a question like this. See, this person is being asked. A question like this, you don't have to answer. This person is not sincere, and he's asking different things, and he wants something that he wants to hear. So then eventually, Hazrat Mawlana told him in a nice way, keep that baby's name Alu Piyaj. Because nobody got that name, Alu Piyaj. You want some name that is not common, then keep that type of a name. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Even the questions that we ask must be sincere, they must be good, and they must be relative to what will help us in this world, what will help us in the akhirat. May Allah give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.